Good morning. It's a Friday morning. Joining us today to talk about the results of the New York primary is Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You got about 2 hours sleep, Ken, I know. So really appreciate you joining us this morning.
No problem.
Let's start at the top with Governor Cuomo, a big win for him, not only for his own race, but for some of his chosen candidates in the other races as well.
The governor really won big against Cynthia Nixon. A matter of fact, for all her talk about a progressive wave in New York and all the free publicity that came with her celebrity, she did no better than Zephyr Teachout did 4 years ago against the governor, who had no name recognition and also not a lot of money to spend. So the governor as well, he got his lieutenant governor back on the ticket. Kathy Hochul, she was in a tighter race, but she ended up beating City Councilman Jumaane Williams. And Tish James, the city public advocate, won her four-way primary contest against three others, and she was the choice of the governor as well. So this progressive wave really didn't capture the statewide races, but they certainly did on the state Senate level, where six of the eight former Independent Democratic Conference members, the breakaway group of Democrats who until April were part of the in a coalition with the Republicans, they were swept out by progressive insurgents.
Including Jeff Klein.
Including Jeff Klein, who the Bronx senator, who was the head of the IDC, has been there a long time, was popular in the district. That was a big loss. As I said, six of the eight are gone. So it seems, at least for now, it's a lot easier for progressives to go district by district than it is to mount a statewide campaign.
And what about the one candidate in that attorney general's race, Sean Patrick Maloney, who got a seat in Congress?
Yeah, his consolation prize is he gets to run for re-election to Congress, but I'm sure the Republicans are going to go at him to swing district, and I'm sure they're going to say, look, the guy didn't even want the job representing you. He'd rather be attorney general. Is that who you want to send to Congress? For the Democrats, that's a key seat as they're fighting to reclaim the House, and they need about 24 seats, and they didn't think they'd be fighting for Maloney. It's not an open seat now, so for the Dems, that's a good thing, but we'll see if there's any blowback within the district.
What does all this portend for the governor going forward? And he has to face Republican Mark Molinaro, Dutchess County former executive. What are the chances in a Trump year Molinaro could beat Cuomo?
It's going to be a very tough battle for Mark Molinaro. He doesn't have a lot of money. He doesn't have a lot of name recognition. And he's a Republican in a state that's 2-1 Democrat to Republican at a time when Democrats are charged up because of Donald Trump. The governor said he's going to tie Molinaro to Donald Trump, which he's already been doing, calling him a Trump mini-me. And I think you're going to just see a lot of that. You're going to hear the name Donald Trump a lot more than you're going to hear the name Mark Molinaro. And the gloves will be off. In a lot of ways, it could turn out to be a much easier race for the governor than this primary was.
And, of course, you mentioned Tish James winning that attorney general primary. She's the governor's handpicked candidate. She goes forward. You've got Keith Wofford, who is running on the Republican side. I imagine there's going to be some pushback on her about her independence.
That's going to be a line of attack, that she's too close to Governor Cuomo, that, you know, it was Cuomo who backed her. It was also Cuomo who lent her his fundraising prowess that helped her fund her campaign. So I'm sure you're going to try and see that. But look, remember, Republicans have not won a seat in New York, a statewide seat, since 2002, when George Pataki won a third term as governor. They haven't won an attorney general's race since 1994, Dennis Vacco, and that was only for one term. So, you know, going in, it's an uphill battle. Going in the era of Trump right now in New York makes it that much tougher.
How much of that is a sign that elections largely in New York depend on New York City voters?
I think it's a big thing. Look, in the primary, it was a higher than normal turnout yesterday, which favored the governor. But New York, traditionally New York City, makes up 52% of the Democratic primary vote, which is why for a while Jumaane Williams was ahead of Kathy Hochul. He did much better in the city than she did, but she ended up taking upstate in the suburbs. You know, moving forward, the city's probably around 40% of the electorate for the general election, which is still a huge chunk. And like I said, it's a Democratic state. So whether you're Mark Molinaro, whether you're Keith Wofford, you know, whether you're Jonathan Trichter, who's going to run against Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, it's going to be an uphill battle. The hope is, and this is what some of them tell me, is you need to be in position in case the opportunity, in case something happens, you want to be in a position to take advantage of it if lightning strikes.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Normally joins us on Mondays, but we wanted him to talk about the primaries, and he's been up late in the night in New York City, and we really appreciate it. Ken, we'll catch up with you on Monday.
Sounds good. Be well.